Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by you. That's right, you are listeners. Without you, this show, these episodes, and this site wouldn't exist. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. And real quick, there's something special on there. It's for Patreon. And I figured instead of rolling my own and doing my own thing, Patreon's going to be the way we're going to go. And I hope it works out for you guys. And if you have any problems, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. But with this, you guys will get some extra perks all the way up into a free audio CD box set that I do. So you'll get that for free, depending on what tier you're at. Otherwise, you'll get an episode every week, every month, or just depends on the tiers. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, December 11th, 1942, and the title is No Man's Land. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver! The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead!
In the days when the Lone Ranger rode the plains, a certain section of the West, bounded by Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Kansas, had not been included in any state territory. This strip of land is now the panhandle of Oklahoma. But in those days, it was a no-man's land, where the law could not be enforced, and desperadoes and outlaws used it as a hideout and a stronghold for the law of the six-gun. In a town close to this territory, old Judge Pepper was talking to several townspeople.
No! No, no! I'm just as eager to enforce the law as any of you. I'm just as anxious to wipe out that nest of varmints as every man-jack in town. But I'm a judge, sworn to do my duty according to the rules. You can't arrest a man unless it's legal. And, gents, no matter what you say, once a posse crosses into that territory, it's got no more legal power. We can't arrest him.
Judge, you'll pardon me for speaking up this way, but if the regular law says we can't, then the tarnation with the regular law. We got guns, we got horses. We'll go in there and whip them fair and square, man to man, with six guns. Well, what do you say, gents? Who's ready to ride tonight? Who's with me?
Oh, wait a minute. Rein up. Wait a minute there.
Judge Pepper, you'll have to say a mighty lot of words to make us change our minds.
I aim to, Jason. I'm an old man, a heap sight older than you fellas. I reckon when I was your age, I'd have done the same thing. But it won't work, gentlemen. I'm telling you straight, it won't work.
Why not?
The law is the law. You've got to respect it.
When it helps protect outlaws?
Jason, even when it helps protect outlaws. Law and order is a mighty funny thing. Sometimes it seems way out of kilter, like it isn't working right. But give it time and it'll straighten out. You can't take the law into your own hands. You can't. You're decent, law-abiding citizens. If you go out this way, you're no better than the outlaws you're chasing. You're outlaws yourselves. And furthermore, if you do this thing, I'll resign.
What?
Yes, I will. I give you my word. I'll resign quicker than scat. I love this town, this county, but I'd rather die of thirst on the desert than countenance disregard for the law. I reckon it's up to you, gentlemen.
Judge, we're plumb ashamed of ourselves. You're right as rain. Well, I reckon we'll have to do like we've always done before. Chase those hombres just as far as we can. We catch them before they cross that boundary, well and good. But we won't chase them any further.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, gentlemen. I hope we figure out a way, a legal way, to corral those outlaws. It's mighty trying on the patience.
Say, what in thunder?
We got a hush. Let's ride.
It's Slater and his band.
The outlaws.
They're on the bank.
Come on, men. This is our chance. They're heading for no man's land. We can get them before they cross that boundary. On your horses.
Remember the law, Jason. Remember the law.
We'll get them, Judge Pepper. They won't get away this time. Come on, gents. Shoot your six guns. Come on.
Slater, you going plumb crazy? What are we standing here for? That parcel, you'll be on us in no time.
You're new here, cousin. Just set your horse and take it easy. Keep your guns handy, gents.
They'll ride us down. We'll end up swinging on a rope.
Yeah? Just watch what happens. Besides, we got more men than they have.
Dog me for a coyote. Start.
Howdy, gents. Looking for somebody?
We're looking for you, your ornery polecat.
Why'd you stop?
You know, all fired well while we stopped. You're across the boundary. Come on out, you skunks. Come on out and fight.
Oh, not us, Jason. We don't want to hurt you.
You robbed that bank. Don't deny it.
Who's denying it? Gents, hold up them bags of gold for them to see.
By gravy, that's too much.
I told you, Slater. Here they come.
I'll show you. Ride them down. Law and order behind.
Still out here? It's getting cold.
Father, why aren't they back yet? The posse rode out hours ago.
Worried about Jason?
I love him, Father.
That's no news to me, Sally. I guessed that long ago. Don't you fret. He'll be back.
Do you think they caught up with Slater's band before they reached the boundary?
I don't know. Slater's got mighty fast horses.
Jason's so hot-headed, Father. If he led the posse across the boundary, there's sure to have been a gunfight. And that territory's swarming with outlaws. Jason won't have a chance.
Oh, easy, Sally, easy. No sense counting chickens before they hatch. Jason gave me a promise he wouldn't cross the boundary.
Do you think he'd keep that promise?
Well, I understand what you mean. He means well, but...
Yes. That's why I'm worried.
What the... Well, where'd you come from, Injun? You gave us a start.
Me in town to buy supply. Where everybody go?
There's a posse out chasing Slater.
Slater?
I reckon you're new in these parts, Injun. Slater's the kingpin outlaw around here. And the law can't touch him.
Oh, me hear part of what you say. What matters the law around here?
Don't say that, Injun. My father here is the judge.
Old man's got a right to his opinion, Sally. I'm Judge Pepper, Injun.
Oh, me, Tonto.
My daughter Sally's a mite worried about the...
Father...
Yeah, it's a posse, all right. No prisoners. Those horses sound tired.
I don't see Jason.
Well, Flanders, what happened?
I've got bad news, Judge. We went over the boundary.
Where's Jason?
That's the bad news. Slater had too many men for us.
Jason isn't...
No, Miss Sally, Jason isn't dead. But when our bullets ran out and we had to vamoose, Jason didn't make it. Slater's got him prisoner.
Get him out!
Hi, Kimosabe.
Hi, Tonto. What happened? You didn't get the supplies.
Me learn about heap big trouble in town. Outlaw named Slater.
What about him?
Him and men rob bank and ride away. Posse go after them. But they not able to make arrest.
Any gunfighting?
Oh, plenty of gun smoke. But big trouble, law not able to arrest outlaw.
Not able to arrest an outlaw? Oh, wait a moment, Tonto. You sound very strange. You better start at the beginning. That's it. A strip of territory that isn't under any county or state law. A hideout for outlaws.
Slater him plenty bad from what Tonto hear.
And old Judge Pepper keeps insisting on doing things the legal, lawful way.
Maybe this time him wrong, huh?
No, get that idea out of your head, Tonto. The judge is right. Without respect for law and order, the whole West would crumble. The law will take care of that situation sometime.
Oh, that's right, but what happened now?
I think we can take a hand in this game ourselves. Let's mount and ride.
Yes, Silver.
Steady, Scout, steady.
Kimosabe, where we go? We go to town, maybe? Talk with Judge Pepper?
We'll do that later, Tonto. First, we're heading for this no man's land.
We go an outlaw hideout?
That's right, Tonto.
But Kimosabe, Slater, him, he bad hombre. He maybe shoot you.
We'll take that chance, steady big fella. Come on, boy.
Get him up, Scout.
Hold on, Silver!
Well, how are you, Jason? Nice and comfortable?
Get these ropes off of me. Get them off and I'll fight you fair and square. Guns in the holsters, drawing fire.
Come, Galaney Carson. I don't fight fair, Jason. I'm an outlaw, savvy. I don't care if I shoot a man in the front or in the back so long as he's dead.
Why didn't you shoot me?
Because I got plans for you, Jason. Big plans.
What are you driving at? I know it's something crooked.
I always did admire brains. Yep, it's right big. I figure on collecting taxes from everybody in Stevens County.
Collecting taxes? I reckon you're local. That's a law and order job.
You don't savvy, Jason. This here section is open land. It's got no law at all.
Sure. That's why you sidewinders hide out here. The law can't touch you.
Mm-hmm. I've collected a mighty big outfit. A lot of the outlaws between the Mississippi and the Rockies have moseyed in here. We got the surrounding settlements buffaloed, scared green. Now, I figure if they'll agree to pay me so much ahead, I'll leave them alone. I won't bother.
You'll force him to pay you tribute.
Yeah, tribute. Only I like the word taxes better. Sounds more legal.
It's high-handed robbery, that's what. You'll force honest folks to... Oh, I wish Judge Pepper'd forget about law and order. Then everybody could get together and wipe you out once and for all.
Maybe. But they won't. Because it ain't legal.
And what about me?
You? Well, I reckon after a while I'll shoot you.
Why, that's murder.
Sure enough. I want you alive for a while. You see, Jason, I can use you to make sure people agree to my scheme. I'll tell them unless they do like I want them to, you're going to die.
You've got it fixed for me to die anyway.
Oh, that's right, but they won't know that, savvy.
Slater.
Yeah, what's biting you, Carson?
We got Billings posted over yonder for a watch out. Look, he's signaling.
Huh? Yeah, you just make him out against the sky.
He's pointing down to the east.
Hey, you're right. Look yonder. Reckon we got company. Two riders. That white horse stands out easy.
Who is it?
I don't know. We'll find out pronto. Tell the boys to get on their horses and circle. When we have those two hombres inside the circle, I'll give the signal. We'll close in on them fast.
Kimosabe.
What is it, Tonto?
We noticed something. There are men on horse all around us in circle. They think we not see them.
Yes, I spotted them, too. I imagine they're planning to capture us.
What we do?
We do nothing.
Huh?
We came here to find out about the outlaws. This is as good a way as any. Let them come, Tonto.
Oh,
fire.
No, Kemosabe, no gunplay. Leave your guns in your holsters.
Don't move, gents. The next time my boys shoot, they'll aim right at you instead of over your heads.
We're not moving.
Fell right into the trap, didn't you? Keep him covered, boys. I'll ride in and get a good look at him.
He knows, Slater.
All right, now. What are you and this engine doing here, and what? Well, I'll be doggone, you're wearing a mask.
You must be Slater.
Yeah, but I don't know who you are. Never mind. Maybe before I get through with you, it won't make any difference. Maybe you'll be dead.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were taken to Slater's hideout. A guard was placed over them. But somehow or other, no one dared to take off the Lone Ranger's mask.
Oh, I don't know what it is, Slater. Something about that masked hombre, the way his eyes look at you, sort of freezes me inside. I wouldn't try to take off his mask for $1 million in gold specie. And that engine's mighty strong looking, too.
Yeah. Whoever that hombre is, never mind. Let him keep his mask for now. We got time. He can't escape without getting to his horse, and we got his horse on the far side of camp.
Do you take him for an outlaw, Slater?
He's wearing a mask.
Yeah, but he don't act like no outlaw.
Okay, now, skip it, Carson. Maybe you can find out in town.
Town? I'm going to town?
Yeah, you and Jose. You're going to see Judge Pepper.
Jumpin' cactus, Slater, not me. Well, if Jose and I go in there, we'll get lynched quicker than you could shake a stick.
No, you won't, Carson. Don't forget we got Jason as a hostage. You just tell them, and if you don't get back, Jason will be dead by dawn the next day.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it'll be safe, I guess. What's it all about?
Jose's got the horses ready. And here's what you tell the judge.
Adios,
Slater.
Adios.
Mister. Mask man, you awake?
Yes, Jason.
Did you hear that? Slater sent Carson to town.
Yes, I heard it, Jason. I heard the whole thing. Do you, you think the settlers will agree?
Yeah, that's the trouble. Sure, they'll agree. Oh, not to save my life, you understand, but most of them don't like trouble. They figure it'll be better to pay off Slater and avoid a lot of gunfighting. If this territory was only under regular law and order.
Don't worry about that. It is under law and order.
I don't serve you. How can I?
Never mind that now. You'll learn when the time comes. But tell me this. Does Judge Pepper ever go back on a promise?
Not him.
He agrees to Slater's demands. He'll continue to pay up.
The judge never goes back on a promise. And what's more, everybody listens to him, too. Except me. They'll do what he says. If he says pay tribute to Slater, well, then they'll pay.
I understand. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Seems to me we've found out what we came here to learn. Now we've got to leave.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, when it get dark, huh?
What in blazes? Mister, you say that as calm as I'd say howdy. We can't leave. We're guarded. We haven't got a chance.
No. Wait till tonight, Jason. Hold it, Tonto. I better take care of that sentry.
What in...
What's that? Come on, Tonto. Run for the horses. They see us.
Last man, stop him!
Here, Silver!
Come, Scout!
Carson, you mean to say you have the gall to make a suggestion like that? Is that why you came here?
That's why Slater sent me, Judge Pepper. He knows you can speak for the whole county.
Pay Slater to let us alone. Why are that...
Father! Carson, what about Jason? Will Slater let him go?
He gives his word.
Oh, his word. It isn't worth the breath to blow out a candle.
Yeah. Making up your mind, Judge?
His word.
Oh, say, by the way, before I forget it, do you happen to know anything of a gent who rides a white horse? Fastest-looking horse I ever saw. Travels with an engine and wears a black mask. Seems I recollect some talk about a gent like that,
yes,
but I can't...
Yes. Most likely the Lone Ranger. And do I wish he was here now to help us out?
Lone Ranger?
Jose! Jose! Get back to Slater. Tell him that gent with the mask is a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
Yeah, you heard me. The Lone Ranger. Travel fast.
Reckon that takes care of that. Now about this other matter. What's your answer, Judge Pepper?
I've got no right to talk for other folks.
Father.
No, Sally.
Father, you have got a right to talk. Everyone looks up to you. Everyone takes your advice. Even Jason meant to. Father, you might as well say yes.
I can't do that. Promise to pay tribute to an ornery skunk like Slater.
The people will do it whether you want to or not, Father. They're tired of fighting. They don't want any more of it. As long as there's no legal way for them to all get together and fight Slater, then it's no use fighting separately. You say yourself Slater is outside the law, that the law can't reach him.
Oh, Sally, it'll take time, that's all. It takes time.
And meanwhile, Slater goes on robbing and killing. And think of Jason, Father.
Well, what do you say, Judge Pepper?
His answer is no, Carson.
A masked man.
What in blazes, a Lone Ranger?
Look out!
Drop that gun! No, you don't! That's better. I don't move, Carson. You've got one of your own bullets.
You're the Lone Ranger.
Judge, can you put this outlaw under arrest?
I sure can, mister.
How's to escape? Slater has...
That's enough, Carson. I asked you if you'll put this man in jail, Judge. You're acting doubtful.
Father, if Carson doesn't get back, Slater will kill Jason.
There's your answer, Masked Man. Jason's a good boy, a mighty good boy. He shouldn't die.
He won't die. Not if we round up enough men to go in there and rescue him.
No. No, that's against the law.
Father, will you forget laws for once?
No, Miss Sally. Your father's right. The law should be respected. And it will be.
I don't understand.
Judge, by dawn this morning, Tonto will be waiting at the boundary, just where Stony Creek turns toward Wild Horse Lake. He'll have someone with him. Now, Judge, I promise you that this posse will be entirely legal. If you help round up some men, enough men to take care of Slater and his whole outfit.
Is that your promise?
Yes, Judge.
Mister, you're the Lone Ranger. If you say so, I believe you.
Good. Here's Carson's gun.
He'll be in jail inside of 2 minutes.
Adios, then, Judge. I'll see you before dawn. Ready, Silver? Hello, boy!
Keno, Carson. Sally, let's get this skunk behind bars in a hurry. Then I'll get busy. The Lone Ranger wants a posse, and he's going to get it.
So
that's where Slater's hiding out, is it?
Yes. He's got a lot of gunfighters in there.
Bad country. Hope your plan will work.
I think it will. The only thing we've got to worry about is Jason. He's a prisoner. He's got to be rescued before Slater shoots him.
I savvy. I reckon that'll be Tonto now.
Hi!
Judge Pepper coming, Tonto?
Him head this way now. Me see him.
How many men has he?
Him got plenty. Maybe 50, 60.
That ought to be enough. Provided your plan is carried out.
Tonto and I will start out now.
Mr. You and the Ancient are the coolest hombres I ever met. Here you're going ahead, just the two of you. You're riding straight into Slater's camp and it doesn't even bother you.
Tonto and I are used to danger. Besides, it'll create a surprise. While Slater and his men are concentrating on us, you'll bring the posse in at a gallop.
You can sure count on that.
You'll have no trouble with the posse. Just ask for Judge Pepper and explain things to him. Steady, Silver. Easy, big fella. Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
And it's adios. We meet later.
Yeah, I'm praying we do. Take care of yourself.
Come on, Silver!
Get him up!
Jason, did you know that masked hombre was the Lone Ranger?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't tell you anyway.
If I'd known who he was, I would have shot him on sight. The Lone Ranger. And I let him slip through my fingers. I let him knock out my men and get on his horse and... him and that engine.
Yeah, and I was cheering for him every minute.
It's enough out of you. Jose's back already, Savvy. But I'm still waiting for Carson. As soon as he gets here with the news that the settlers agree to pay me cash if I leave him be, that's when I take care of you, Jason.
Might as well shoot me now, Slater. What's the difference?
I just want to make certain there's been no hitch, Savvy. But don't worry, Jason. You're as good as 6 feet under right this minute. What in thunder?
It sounds like the Lone Ranger.
Jose, Billings, Pike, bring your guns. It's the last man in the engine.
Well, they're heading straight this way. Yippee!
Shoot him, let him have it.
Use your guns, Tonto.
Not those guns or you'll win you.
I'll take care of you right now, Jason.
Stop that, Slater.
No, my hand.
Hold him off, Tonto.
You get Jason quick.
Come on, Jason. Yeah. Behind me on Silver.
Gary Double.
Come on, big fella.
Get him up, Tonto.
But don't stand around with your mouths open. The Lone Ranger's got Jason. His horse is carrying Double. Get your horses. Right after him. This time we got him for good.
The outlaws jumped to their horses and galloped after Silver and Scout. Silver was carrying Double, and Tonto, faithful as always, stayed beside him rather than save himself. The chase stretched over valley and ridge. Slowly but surely, the outlaws drew up within pistol range. And just as the outlaws reached a narrow space between two jutting cliffs, just as they were ready to fire...
There they are! It's Slater! Hold in on them! Get him!
What blazes? It's a trap! It's a posse! We ran right into a posse!
The posse closed in swiftly. The Lone Ranger and Tonto wheeled their horses and joined the fight. The outlaws tried to get away, but they'd been taken by surprise. Before Slater could rally his men, it was all over.
You're under arrest, Slater!
Judge, did any of them escape?
Not a one, Marshal. We corralled them all.
All right, but just a minute. This here is neutral ground. You can't arrest us.
We can.
But it ain't legal.
I reckon you better tell them who I am, Judge.
I sure will. Slater, this territory may not belong to any county or local government, but it's part of the United States. This gentleman standing beside me is a United States Marshal.
A United States... I reckon I'm licked. Who in tarnation thought of bringing a U.S. Marshal down here?
Who do you think, Slater? It was the Lone Ranger.
Thank you. story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.